Okay, the Gemara is discussing, we're on Beis Hamidrash at the bottom. Why, why Shvius should be Mutter Mishum Pseida, it's an Issa D'Raisa. So first the Gemara said, that's talking about Shvius as Manazeh, according to Rebbe, it's only the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara says, Rava Omar Afilu Tema Rabbanan, either could be, even according to the Rabban, who say that Shvius is Manazeh is Minatora, still, Ovos Osir Rachmana, told those Lo Osir Rachmana. The Torah only asked Ovos Malachos, and the told those are not Osir Minatora. Unlike Shabbos, where both the Ovos and the told those are Osir from the Torah. And since the told those, which watering plants, is only a Tolda, so it's only Osir Mitha Rabban, and Menele, it's Mutter B'makom Hetzid. Toldos, kigo mashke zroi, shaloha yabimishka. Toldos, Rashi says, avos marach, the Rashi before. Afilu temer rabbanan, the pligi alei de Rebbe, the amri de shvius was not a zem de raisa. Even according to rabbanan, we hold that shvius was not a zez min haTorah. Only the avos malachas, also rachmana b'shvius. But toldos, kigo mashke zroi, shaloha yabimishka. Watering plants is a tolda in Shabbos. That's why it's called a told over here, Lo Osir Rachmana. By Shvius, Lechor, it's an Av, because the Torah, not an Av. By Shvius, what's it called? The things that are Avos are only the ones that are mentioned specifically in the Torah. But by Shabbos, even Mashkez Rayim is a tolda because it wasn't in the Mishka. So, Dichsiv, which are the Avos? Uvashona Hashvius, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yela Oretz. Sod cholosizmor, sizra, right? The karma cholosizmor, and then it goes on to speak about zriya and netiya and zmira and betzira. So michti, zmira bechlal zriya. Zmira is like planting because pruning makes things grow. So I would know that zmira is chayiv from the fact that it said zriya in the Torah, lo sizra, karma cholosizra. Why does that have to say lo sizmor? Uvetzira bechlal ktzira. Why does it have to say karma cholosivtzor, right, when it says already that you can't harvest? This is harvesting by grapes. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to mention these things specifically? They're included in what already was mentioned. Lamai hilchaso kasvinu rachmana. Why does the Torah have to mention them specifically? Lameimra, to tell me dahani toldos mechayiv, achronai salo mechayiv, that you're only chayiv for these specific malachas. Toldos over here is lavdavka, because these things are avos, they're mentioned in the Torah. But only for the things that are mentioned specifically in the Torah, Yechayiv, and anything else not. Therefore, everything else is only Drabbanan, and since it's only Drabbanan, the Rabbanan were materit b'makom hetzed. Rashi, Zmira b'chlal b'tzuria, Shadarko shel zomer l'tzmuche perik azorea. Zmira is a tolda, normally, of Zorea, because it has the same function, it makes things grow. This makes it grow better, and this makes it grow altogether. Betzira b'amavim, k'tzira b'tzvua. Betzira is the way of harvesting grapes, just like k'tzira is the way of harvesting grain. U'k'tzira ab malacha, he b'perek l'agodol. And k'tzira is one of the ovos malacha. Betzira b'chlal k'tzira, d'shneim chotchim. They're both cutting something for its sake from the ground. Zimor mechatech yivet. Samara says, the low, the toldos are not osir, minatora, v'atanya, sod cholosizra, the charme cholosizmor. Torah says specifically, don't plant your field and don't prune your grapes. Ein li elizrios v'zimra. I might think that only those two things are osir. Menayin l'nichush u'l'idur u'l'kisuach. Nichush is weeding. Idur is what's it called, hoeing, and kisuach is cutting the grass. Rashi, idur, azimur, mechatech anof niyaveshim shal gethen. Zimur is where you cut the dry branches off the vine, so the rest will grow better. Idur, shechofer tachas hakfonim lepuye ara. Irur is where you hoe underneath the gefonim to what you call to soften up the ground so it'll grow better. Kisuach basovim, kisuach is cutting the grass. Shechol techaroi min atovim. Take out the bad grasses, weeding from the good ones. Velo hainu nichush. Even though we said nichush is weeding, to me akir haikar. By nichush you pull up from the roots the bad grasses. Min akarka. To lezeh ein okrin alechol trin umala. But kisuach you cut from above. You leave the roots in the ground and you cut. It's like cutting the grass. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says, Sod cholo, kar mecholo. Right? Lo kol malacha shebesodcha, the lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. The Torah says it in the inverted order. Sod cholo sizra. Could have said lo sizra sodcha. The fact that it says it in the opposite order comes to tell me any avodah sod is osur. And any avodah kerem is also osur. Okay? So you see that it's not only that Zmira and Ketzira and Betzira and Zria, Betzira, Ketzira and Zmira, but it's all other Malachas Torah also from the Torah. We're learning from Psukim. Minayin Shei Mekarsimin, and the Brisa goes on. How do you know you can't be Mekarsim? Rashi, first of all, the Farashi before, Talmud Lomer Sodcha Lo Karmecha Lo, but Lo Ksiv Lo Sidra Sodcha Lo Sizmor Karmecha, but it says Karmecha Lo Sizmor Ela Sodcha Lo Sizra Karmecha Lo Sizmor Mashma Sodcha Lo Karmecha Lo. It's a blanket Isser. Anything that's Avodas Kerem or Sod is also Mekarsimim Hainu Zimur Ela Shekirsim Shaykh Bilanos. Mekarsimim is the same process of pruning, except pruning is by grapes and kirsum is by other trees. You take off the dry twigs, the dry branches, and so the ones that are still have life in them will grow better. The ein mezardin zirud mechate chanofni yaveshim vilachim lefishiyeshu ilan anofni yoshimidai. Here it's a similar process, except you don't take off only the dry ones. You take off ones that are moist also. It's just that the tree has too many branches. So you diminish the branches. The ein mefazgin, Rashi's mefazgin, somchim ho'ilin shuran and yosemidai. Tree is too fresh, too fat, you have to support it. So it's not supporting itself, it's supported by something else, grows better. Talmud Lomar, how do you know you can't do these malachas and shviyas? Sod chalo, karmachalo. Lo kol malacha shebesodcha, velo kol malacha shebekarmacha. No avodah sod and kerem is mutter. So again, we're learning these things from Psukim too. Menayin shein mezablin, and the Rishonim asked why Taka this all isn't said in one thing together, why they're separate. But Pashas, because each of these groups of malachas go together. So mention them separately. But it's all one braisa. Menayin shein mezablin. How do you know you can't fertilize? Menichim zevel bikrei ha'ilin, Rashi says. The ein mefarkin avonim shal ikra ilin. You can't take stones off the roots that impede the growth. The ein ma'avkin shishrash of nirim mechasal sabavet. If the roots become uncovered and exposed, you cover them with dust. The ein ma'ashnin beilin osin ashen tachas ilin kenshinoshru atoloim shalav. You fumigate the tree in order to get the worms off by making smoke. Takes the worms away. So how do you know you can't do those malachos? Talmud Lomer, sod chalo, karma chalo. Kol malacha shebesod chalo, v'chol malacha shebekarma chalo. Right? So all these things are osur, and we learn it from Psukim. So how could you say that the toldos are mutter min ha-Torah, and only those four avos are osur, when all these other malachos are osur? Now the Brisa continues. Yochalo yikashkesh tachas hazeisim. I might think that you're not allowed also to hoe, right, under trees. Same thing as idur. Idur, Rashi says, hainu idur. Ela she idur bikfonin, the kishkush bezeisim. Right? Idur is by grapes, and kishkush is by olives. Same process though. Hoeing underneath it. Velo ya'adr tachas hakfonim, and I might think you're not allowed to hoe underneath the gefonim either. Velo yamali nikoyimayim, you can't fill little ditches around the tree with water. Velo yase ugios legefonim, and you can't make the ditches to begin with. I might think that those are usher too. Talmud Lomar sod chalo sizra zriya bichlal hoysa. Right, you're not allowed to plant your field. Now zriya was already bichlal Rashi. Let's see, kashkesh. Okay, ugios chofer guma tachas agefen litim b'mayim. You make these little canals around the tree to fill with water. Zriya bichlal hoysa b'shana shviya shabbos shabboson. Right, zriya was included in stam, the isser of doing malacha. If it just said don't work on Shvius, I would know, you know, I can't do Zriya, just like on Shabbos. The Lama Yotza, why did the Torah mention Zriya specifically? Lahaki Sheleha Lomer Lecha. To tell me that it has to be similar to Zriya. Ma Zriya Miuchedes Avodah Shebesodah Veshebekerim. Afkol She Avodah Shebesodah Veshebekerim. It has to be something that you do this, a similar thing both in a field of grain and on trees. On a, what's it called, on vines. But a malacha that only is for one or the other, it only applies to vines, or it only applies to a field of grain, that's only midrabah. That's only what's it called, that's not asr. So this is the braisa. The braisa says there are a host of malachas that are asr, and only these last ones are mutter. And we just got finished saying that only zmira and ktsira and betsira and azriya are asr. Samara says midrabanan across machtabiyamo. This whole brisa is only asr midrabanan. Min haTorah taka, only those four things are asr. All these other things are only asr midrabanan. I brings psukim, sod chalo, karma chalo. It's only nasmachta. But really, mikra din, the only things that are asr min haTorah are the four things. Af kol avoda shehi besod v'kerem to go and kol hani prati. All the things that I mentioned before, they apply equally to grain and to trees. Yotze kishkush ve'idur umayim b'nekayim v'ugio she'ena b'shneim. These things only apply to one or the other. They don't apply. The Tosa says, even though today many of these malachas we do to both, but in the time of Chazal they only did them either to trees or to a field of grain, not to both. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the kishkush v'shvius mishori. Maisa the Brisa says that kishkush is mutter. Okay, in other words, you can hoe the ground underneath the trees, underneath the zayis, right? An olive tree you can hoe to soften the ground. So Gemara says that mutter on shvius. Says it's mutter. Is it mutter? Voksiv v'shvius tishmetena unetashta. Shvius, you should leave go. Don't do malachas. Don't tend your field. Tishmetena milakashkesh. Don't hoe. Unetashdom lesakel, and don't take the rocks off the roots or whatever that impede the growth. So it says beferish. These are that kishkush is also in shvius. Omravuk v'barchama trei kishkushi have. There's two kinds of hoeing. Chad avruye ilna. One makes the tree grow better. That's what's also. That's the Bryson says usher. The chad stume pile, and one only closes up the holes around the tree, and that just protects the tree from dying. Doesn't make it any better. It just preserves it. Ivruya ilin usher. In shvius, you can't do malachas that make the tree better. But stume pile shari. But ukne ilana, just keeping it status quo, that's mutter. So Rashi says the reason is because, like we said, all these things are only the Rabbanan anyway, and the Rabbanan will matter where there's going to be a loss. So if you're only going to hold back the tree from being better, that's not a loss. That's awesome. But if you don't do it, the tree's going to die or going to be damaged significantly, and you're just trying to preserve the tree, that's mutter. In order to avoid a loss, you're allowed to do malachas to Rabbanan on Shvius. But L'chora, this applies even according to the man, the Omer Abaya before, who said that these things are also in our Torah under normal circumstances. Only Bisman Hazetz Rabbanan. But normally it would be also in our Torah. So they say that even if it's also in our Torah, you're allowed to do malachos that preserve the tree. Not because of a hefsid, because malachos deraisa are not permitted just because you're going to have a loss. But it's not called avodas karka. Avodas karka means you're working the field to improve it. But if all you're doing is preventing a loss, that's not called meleches karka. It's not avodas karka. Just preventing a loss is not called avodas karka bichlal. So even according to Abaya, that the things are awesome in our Torah, ukne ilana would be mutter. The Rashi. Lo yikashke shtachas azeisim v'lo yaadir, din tikshe ha'osar idr leo. Before we said that you aren't allowed to hoe, and here it says you are allowed to hoe. Katoritz, come on, the Gemara is going to answer. Ba'ugios ha'becharit yo be'atiki. By ugios, it depends if it's new or old ones. V'hu adin le'idr. Okay. Kol hani midrabanan. Aval midyoraisa lo havi elas miro b'tzira kidamrin le'el. Minatorah, only those four avodas are osir. Everything else is drabanan, and even though the brisa brought psukim, it's only nasmachta. Mulasake lahotzi avodim minakerem. You can't take the stones out of the vineyard, right? Because they what's it called? That's also called avodas karka. You're improving the ground in order that the vine should grow better. Stume pile shemisasim bikoyim shalila, but there's one kind of hoeing that doesn't improve the tree. It just closes up the holes around it so it doesn't get ruined. Shari deisbe mishum pseida. So Rashi says the way we're learning now that these things are only awesome at the rabbanon. The reason that you're allowed to close up the holes is because without that the tree would be damaged, and the rabbanon were matur their isurim where there's damage. Avruye ilna osir, but if it improves the tree, that's awesome. To have a mishum ravacha, because there it's not you're preventing a loss, you're preventing a profit. That they weren't matter their malachas. Behind the shori kishkush hainestume pile. When it said you're allowed to hoe, it means to preserve the tree. That kind of hoeing. Behind the osir hainu avruye ilna. And the kind of hoeing that's osir is the one that improves the tree. Itmar, hachoresh b'shvius. Person plows on shvius. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer. Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer. Chad omar loke. One of them says you get malchus for plowing. I know, even though only these four things are osir, but it also mentions plowing, right? What's it called? Separately. Charisha, right? Bechorish of the kotzer tishbos. Later on, the Gemara says it's talking about shvius. So, Harisha of Shvius is mentioned also separately. Shaila is, do you get Malkus or don't you get Malkus? Okay, now, Lechora, it's only an essay. Lechorish uvekotzer. Even if it's talking about Shemitah, it's not a lot. Why would you get Malkus for an essay? So we'll see in 1 second why. Lema b'drav oven omer av yiloi kamiflege. Let's say they're arguing with the cloud that Rav Oven bar Beloi said. The omer of oven omer av Beloi, kol mokum shenemer cloud the essay, uprat below sasei, normally we have a cloud, pradu cloud. Torah says something general, then it said it's specific. If it stopped there, then the only thing it's also is the specific things. Then the Torah said another cloud. So now it's marbe everything, similar to the prat. But not only is the prat osur, but not is the whole cloud mutter, but anything similar to the prat. That's only where the cloud pradu cloud is either both in an essay, all in an essay, or all in a los assay. But where the cloud is in an essay and the prat is in a los assay, or vice versa, then we're not done as a cloud pradu cloud. We take off the last cloud and we're done it as a cloud of prat, and only the prat is usher. Okay. Manda omer loka lesle drib oven. The one who holds it, your loka, doesn't hold that drib oven. And over here by Shvius, as Hirashi, Komokum Shenemer Cloud the Essay Uprat Below Sasei Kagon Hocha. By Shvius, that's what it is. The cloud is by an essay, and the prat is a low sasei. Dechsiv Uvashona Shvius Shabbos Shabboson Yela Oritz Cloud Hainu Essay. Right? First, the Torah says you should make it a Shabbos during Shvius, and it's general. Shabbos meaning all malachas are aser that have to do with the ground. Okay. That's an essay. Sod cholosizra, the karma cholosizma, or prat. Then the Torah says, prat. Only zmira and zriya. Not all malachas. But here's a los assay. Los izra, los izmor. Before it said, shabbos shabbos on an essay. Hainu los assay. So, ain donen oso b'chlau pratu klau. Then the rules of klau, pratu klau, don't apply to this case, because one's in an essay, one's a los assay. And therefore what? The afal gav dechsiv klau basrei, even though there's another klau afterwards, kigon hocha, dechsiv basrei, Shabboson, right? It says again, Shabbos Shabboson Yeh La'aretz. So it normally should be a klal pradu klal, and everything similar to the prat should be awesome, right? Kolomer ein lo din deshar klal pradu klal shiksuvim kulo beesay or belav. The omer klal pradu klal iatadon elak ein haprat. The mar be kol midi the domi leprat. A normal klal pradu klal is mar be everything similar to the prat. Here we don't say that, because since the klal is in an essay and the prat is a los assay, it doesn't have the din of a klal pradu klal. El dainin and lebe klal uprat. You don't darshan the last klal, and you only darshan as a klal uprat. Klal uprat is only the prat is osur. So over here by shviyas, only the prat would be osur, meaning zmira and zriya. Hoel tinishtan the mishar klal pradu klal. Amrina ein bechlal el mashem befrat. Honi in midyach v'ni lo. So that according to this mandi omer, according to Rav Ovin, since we don't darshan the psukim by shviyas as a klal pradu klal, we darshan as a klal uprat. So only zmir and zri are osur, nothing else. So therefore harisha wouldn't be osur. The kule atlas, what's it called? And the one who holds a harisha is osur, holds that we darshan it as a klal pradu klal. The fact that the klal is in an essay and the prad is a los assay doesn't make any difference. It's a regular klal pradu klal, and everything similar to these avodas, this is osur, harisha is osur too. Like we asked, l'chor it's osur, but it's only an essay. No. Once the Torah said everything similar and harisha goes in, it goes into the lav also. Now the lav is marbe, everything similar. So the fact that it said harisha in a different pasuk, right, applies here too. So it's under the lav also, you get malchus for it. Okay. So Mara says, no. So mandi omer loke shap. One second. Mara says like this. The one who holds that you get malchus doesn't hold like Rav Ovin. And the one who holds you do get malchus, the one that holds you don't get malchus holds like Rav Ovin. That you don't get malchus holds like Rav Ovin. The one who says you get malchus does not hold like Rav Ovin. And therefore you're marbe everything, including harisha. Mercy's law. The kulei alma leslei the Rav Ovin. Everybody does not hold the Rav Ovin. And therefore, what's it called? It is a klal pradu klal. And really should be marbe everything. Omer v'loy. Manda omer lo keshapa. So the one who says you got malchus for harisha is good, because everything is included that's similar to zriya and zmira. Not only zriya and zmira. Manda omer eino lo ke omer lecha nichti zmira v'chlal zriya u'betzira v'chlal tzira. Why do you have to mention all four? Right? Should have just said either zriya and what's it called, tzira, or zmira and betzira. Why do you have to mention all four? Two of them are unnecessary. They're redundant. Lamai hilchus or kasvinu rachmona. Why did the Torah have to mention betzira and katsira, the same thing, and zriya and zemira, the same thing? Why mention them? Lameimar dahani told us who the mechayev. I told achrin alo. The fact that the Torah mentioned these four, and it could have just mentioned two of them, and I would know the other two. It's come to tell me only these are osur. Here it's mafkia from the klal pradu klal. It's a miut. Only these and nothing else. Achrin alo mechayev. Shmur says velo. Is that true? You're not chayev for any other malachas except for these four. V'atanya. Now we're going back to the brisa we had before, which says all these other malachas. Sod chalos sizra, karma chalos sizmor, ein liyal zirua vezimur, minayin leidur lekishkush lekisuach. Talmud lomer sod chalos karma chalos. Lo kol malacha shebesa besadcha, ve lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. Any malacha that is avodas kerem or avodas sod is awesome. Umenayin shei mekarsmin, they mezardin, they mefazkin, be'ilam, tamad lomer sodcha lo, karmecha lo. Kol malacha shebesadcha lo, kol malacha shebekarmecha lo. These are also awesome. Menayin shei mezablin, they mefarkin, they ma'ashnin, be'ilam, tamad lomer sodcha lo, karmecha lo. Same price we had before. Kol malacha shebesadcha lo, kol malacha shebekarmecha lo. So we see from Psukim, the fact that it didn't say Lo Sizra, but it said Sodcha, what's it called? Sodcha, what's it called? Lo Sizra, instead of Lo Sizra, Sodcha, it includes all these malachas. Yochalo Yikashkish Tachas Azesim, Velo Yadir Tachas Akfonim, Velo Yimali Nikoyim Mayim, Velo Yasa Ugios Likfonim, Tamad Lomer Sodcha Lo Sizra, Zriya Bechlau Hoysa, Veloma Yotsu Lahakish Eleo, Lomer Lachom, Azriya Miuchenis Avodisha Besodavish Vikerim, Afkoshi Avodisha Besodavish Vikerim. Same exact price that we had before, that these things are not osur because they don't apply equally to trees and grain. They only apply to one of them. And something that only applies to one of them is not osur. So you see that all these things are osur, and we're learning from pasuk. Where it says, Mit Rabbanan ukras machta bi'alma. It's only the Rabbanan, and the pasuk is only nasmachta. Enochinami. The only things that are osur in our Torah are those four things. And according to Mount Yomar, who says, Harisha is osur, doesn't hold like that. He holds that all malachas are osur min haTorah that are similar to Zriya and Zmira. Like we learn from a cloud, Pradu cloud. And therefore, everything goes into the low, and you get malchus for it also. Rashi, Dekuli amalesu deravin, man domer lokeshaper, kidomer darshinam cloud, Pradu cloud. If you don't hold it from a vavin, then you darshin cloud, Pradu cloud, and it's marbe all malachas similar to Zriya and Zmira. But it said all four of them and didn't have to say all four, it's a miut, only these and nothing else, and all the other things only drabanan, and the pasuk's only an asmachta to be marba, all these other things.